Welcome to the Old Farmer's Almanac Garden Musing Podcast, titled A Vase Odyssey, written by George and Becky Lowe Miller. Growing and displaying flowers is every bit as rewarding as growing and harvesting vegetables. In fact, you may want to plant a cutting garden, a place to combine varieties, colors, textures, and heights. Above all, a place for continuous bloom. A few perennials that perform well in the vase are irises, daffodils, roses, peonies, and Shasta daisies. Cleomys, marigolds, zinnias, and snapdragons are favorite annuals, and sweet williams, foxgloves, and hollyhocks are good biennial choices. Woody ornamentals such as forsythia and lilac, and evergreens such as pine and holly provide additional flowers or foliage for your bouquets. You can add days to your flowers by treating them with care from harvest to the vase. Early morning is a perfect time to gather flowers and is a beautiful time to be in the garden, cup of coffee in hand. Take along a bucket of tepid water and a sharp knife or floral shears. Cut the stems the longest you can and immediately immerse them in water. Cut them at a 45-degree angle for maximum water absorption. When you bring the flowers indoors, recut the stems and remove any foliage that will be below water level in the vase. Now the flowers are ready for conditioning. Refill the pail with tepid water and add floral preservative. Most commercial preservatives are a mix of sugar to feed the flowers and an acidifier to slow bacterial growth that can restrict water uptake. You can make a good preservative by mixing 4 heaping teaspoons of cane sugar with 2 tablespoons of white vinegar in a quart of warm water. The flowers should stay in the conditioner for an hour or two before arranging. Simply put, arranging flowers means placing them into a vase and adjusting them until you like what you see. Don't be intimidated. As you add flowers to the arrangement, recut each stem to the desired length at a 45-degree angle. When the arrangement is complete, fill the vase with tepid water and add some preservative. With proper care, you can double the life of cut flowers.